This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home. And this little piggy burned down the New World Order. Let me see your war face, Schumer. Let me see your war face, Obama. Let me see your war face. Because what you're seeing from Trump and what you're seeing from people all over the world is our war face. And it's not just a face. It reflects the internal eruption. So good luck. But I commit myself into the hands of God. And I pray on the altar of God that I be given the discernment and the will and the strength and the support to remove the chains from humanity. So let's never forget the business that we are about and the time in which we live. They want to break our will. Don't just survive and persevere and not let them break your will. Instead, take the weight of their assault and use it as a tool to strengthen every fiber of your psyche, your soul, and who you are. And pledge with me, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny that has attacked the mind of man. And pledge, as he pledged 250 years ago, the great architect of our republic, Thomas Jefferson, I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Make that pledge and feel the universe open up. Step into the space-time continuum and realize we're sharing that same moment with Thomas Jefferson now. There is no past, there is no present, there is no future. There is only one endless, timeless moment. And absorb the void, and you will be there staring back at God. And now, Tomorrow's News Tonight, every Sunday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., with your host, Chase Geiser, who's got a ton of news, exclusive clips, analysis, so much more. But I was already thinking about holding over and saying hi to Chase, because he hosts out of the Bigley Studios now, up there doing a great job as our liaison at Bigley in Fayetteville, Arkansas. But I also wanted to get to Kenny, Josh, and Gary. And by the way, I wasn't criticizing the last caller. I was using how half the callers wanted to get into Israel in the report card for Trump and saying, I actually agree with your report card on that. It is an issue. But why is that the main issue people have? I'm not trying to get people away from the issue. It's this thing of communist China, Russia, Ukraine, Latin America, about to go to war with Venezuela. He was dead on about Larry Ellison and the mRNA. Big criticisms there. Got big problems. So I'm not even saying he's wrong, but when I asked the caller, I said, what percentage should be on Israel? He said 70. And I just asked myself, you know, I think election integrity and election fraud and dead people voting, and when it comes and charging the deep state and the globalist and the Democrat neocon cabal, and the neocon cabal is the Israel side to a great extent, but the left is the Obama Democrats are the most powerful cabal in the intelligence agencies, in the law enforcement, federal law enforcement, and DOJ. I mean, I've studied this. And so we need Doge. You know, that got partially shut down. A lot got done, but not enough. I mean, there's just, you cut the money off, then you don't even have to politicize what group or whatever. You're just policy winning. And Chase, just briefly before I take a few calls and then you're tell us what you got coming up. What is your view on this Israel everything issue? And the fact that it just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it becomes into like a black hole where it seems like it's all populists want to talk about now. And, boy, you talk about the tables turning on Israel. It used to be one of the most popular countries in the world. Now, internationally in Gallup, the most unpopular in the world. That's some cool music.
Yeah. Well, we're going into the break after the first five, so I'll tell you all about my thoughts. Yeah, on the other side. So we'll be back in 1 minute. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and take down the New World Order.
The Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
If you want to shine like the sun, you've got to burn like it. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Chase Geyser! A few final calls and I'm getting out of here. I'll be listening and watching. Great crew up here on Sunday night doing an amazing job. What do you got coming up for folks tonight?
Well, I tell you what, Nate Hughes and I, Jay Sixer, partner here at Bigley, went to the protest in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is about 30 minutes away. It's the headquarters of Walmart, big town. And it was not as crazy as Austin, Texas, because Austin, Texas was very Antifa-ridden, violence-prone, but it was definitely just as retarded, for lack of a better term. And so we spent about 2 hours there interviewing people. Charlie wore a shirt that said "For Charlie," or excuse me, Nate wore a shirt that said "For Charlie" on it, and that was triggering the hell out of these people. We had several people that said "F Charlie Kirk," other people saying things like "He had it coming." Right after they were deriding us for catalyzing violence in the United States of America, they would say things like "He had it coming" about Charlie Kirk getting shot in the neck. And I was somebody who was very critical of Charlie Kirk before he passed, and I was just absolutely appalled of some of the things that I heard and saw. And, you know, there were a lot of people, you could tell they're well-meaning, nice people, but, you know, I was wearing a shirt that said press on it because when I was in Austin, you know, it was very aggressive and people were getting pepper sprayed. And so I like to wear a shirt that says press on it when I go to these protests so I don't get pepper sprayed, so the cops know that I'm not participating in the protest. I'm just trying to capture it. And so I was wearing this press shirt and everybody's coming up to me, Alex. They're saying, "Oh, what press outlet are you with? What press outlet are you with?" And as soon as I said NPR, Alex, they were like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. We love the work that you're doing. We're so sorry that Trump has cut all your funding." It was absolutely insane.
And did you talk in an NPR voice when they'd ask you? I'm here with NPR. You're getting
this
sleepy.
Is all things considered.
You need to take your Pfizer shot.
It's MK Ultra hypnosis, 100%. That's what they're doing right there with those voices.
But back to my question, a few final calls. I'm not mad at the callers, since we put them on, and actually agree with the criticism of Israel. But I was just like, why is the majority of the callers only want to talk about Israel? And then when I asked the caller, I said, "Well, what percentage should be Israel?" He goes, 70. In fact, why are you covering up for Israel by covering no kings and the deranged left? Who, by the way, if you go talk to them, they all hate Israel even more. And that's what I'm saying. It's like the left only can talk about Israel now. The right only wants to talk about it. No, I think Israel...
Anything less than 6,000,000%.
Oh, my God. But the thing is, when Netanyahu was trying to drag us into full war with Iran, then I went to like 80% coverage in attacking what Netanyahu, because that was a problem. So, like, when things go front burner, then I'm on it. But just, like, even in an election year and just general stuff about election integrity or legal aliens and voting, it's like, no, you need to only talk about Israel. And I'm just saying, no, that's mentally ill. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And so that's where I'm at on that.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I think that for a lot of people, not all people, you know, Harrison Smith is somebody who I actually consider to be very brilliant. But for a lot of people, him excluded, maybe a couple others excluded, I think Israel is a shortcut to good content, because a lot of the people that are very critical of Israel, especially in the Groiper space, that's all that they want to hear about. And so it's a shortcut to a lot of clicks and a lot of engagement on your content without having to really think critically and get into the weeds. But I don't disagree with people who are critical of Israel in all the ways and for all the reasons that they are. I just think, and maybe I'm erroneous here, Alex, I'd love to hear what you think. Just hypothetically speaking, even if Israel is responsible for all the corruption that we face and experience in our own government because of blackmail or funding or AIPAC or whatever it is. And I think some of that's certainly going on. I'm not even trying to belittle it. But hypothetically, assuming that it's 100% Israel's fault for all of our corruption in the United States, I'm more upset with my own politicians for selling out than I am upset with Israel for trying to buy them. You know what I mean? I understand why Israel's trying to represent its own interests. Why is it that our politicians that we elect are so easily selling out?
Well, it's because it's been kosher for Israel to openly meddle in our politics, and that needs to stop. And I address it from the Tom Massey, Rand Paul thing of, we don't want any foreign governments, we don't want any foreign aid, and so I think that's a reasonable way to do it. My issue is when we only talk about that, it is not just Israel running blackmail rings, it is not just Israel involved in our business, and so that's my issue is that we'll be covering some super hardcore issue, and literally, you know, you see the comments, half of them are, why aren't you talking about Israel? And it's you know, I mean, I guarantee you when you post these videos, you do the Real Alex Jones are on your thing, I'm sure you already have, you'll see a third of the comments saying, why are you coming for Israel? No, we're showing lunatic leftists that want to destroy the country, who, by the way, hate Israel more than you do. And we're just simply doing that, you know, because it, to me, it is extremely boring. I mean, I understand edgelording. I could just sit here and go, I mean, look, I did a Hitler mustache. To illustrate it, and it was like top story in the country, and hundreds of millions of views here and everything, just like absolutely ridiculous. And so that's just where I'm at, is that it is a black hole, and every time I put out some super hardcore knowledge about Israel that's proof of it doing super evil, that being involved in 9/11 alone will destroy Netanyahu. He's now running again, but no one wants to touch real hardcore stuff. Reports we've done showing who did it, where the bombs were, how they did it, everything. Eyewitnesses, the names of the bombers, everything. People don't want that. They just go, AIPAC. It's like the duck that goes, AFLAC. And because it is, the public's woken up, they've been lied to. And so this is like the thing they know. It's like they know one sheet of music. And I'm just sitting there going, man, I may love the very best Beethoven song. I may love the best George Strait song. But if I was locked in a room listening to it for 10 years, I want to jump off a cliff. And that's all I'm saying.
I think what we need to do, Alex, is we need to make a new video game called APAC Man, where it's APAC running around eating up all the Congress members, and then the ghosts are like Thomas Massey and Nick Fuentes.
Yeah. You gotta trademark that right now. We're doing it.
I think that's viral right there. Charge 99 cents. We'll put it on the app store.
Since apparently we made the video game where there does happen to be Jewish. I mean, the Alex Jones game. One of the guys involved was.
Yeah.
What's his name? Andrew Meyer. Yeah.
Andrew Meyer. He's a good dude.
Yeah. I guarantee he'll do it.
100%. You know, I asked Andrew Meyer on your show when I was guest hosting for you one time. And this is kind of my litmus test when I ask people who are devout Jewish people how they feel about the Israel issue. I said, if you had to choose hypothetically between Israel or the United States getting nuked, if you were an advisor to the president, which one would you choose? And he said, I'm not nuking America, man. You know, that's all I needed to know, man. As long as America's first, I don't really care what somebody's religion or heritage is.
Well, we don't want anybody to get nuked, but I don't want to be drugging a nuclear war for Israel or for NATO or for the EU or for the globalists. And 100%... Israel's got the sanction option to drag us into a nuclear war. I want Trump out of NATO because they're trying to do that. So 100%, Israel's wealthier than us on average. They got incredible weapons. They can stand on their own. Netanyahu is doing this. Guys, see if you can find it. I sent it like Tuesday or Wednesday. We never aired it. It was on the list. And it was, Andrew Tate. He's got a heart behind him. Just, you know, the image. And he's explaining how Netanyahu creates the terror groups to stay in power, which is on record he does. But I want to play that video. I'll do it tomorrow and actually then show a bunch of documents before Netanyahu. Yeah, here it is, where Israel did hundreds and hundreds of bombings in the Middle East and Europe starting in the 50s to blame it on anti-Jewish groups. This is declassified to make Jews go to Israel. It was the same thing. They had a deal with Hitler to not let Jews escape anywhere except Israel. That was Madeleine Albright's dad. And so I'm like, did you know Hitler had a deal with the political Zionists to do this? Oh, the Nazis don't want to touch that. They're like, no, our Führer is, you know, it's like, no, it's worse than you're even saying. And the average Jew doesn't even know this. So, I mean, this is sophistication. This is history. Like take Steve Pachinik, high-level CIA veteran, co-wrote Clancy's books, great guy. He, you know, his dad died in World War II. America wouldn't take him because his mom was Jewish. They get into Cuba. As soon as he can, he gets into the U.S., becomes, you know, gets in the military, gets in the, becomes a psychiatrist, all that stuff. And I was interviewing that guy 25 years ago. And the first time he's on, he's like, you know, the Zionists secretly worked with Hitler, and which is not even secret, and they killed my dad, and blah, 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 and they're terrible, and they're staging terror attacks, and they're involved in 9/11, and, I mean, on and on and on and on, okay? Which I already knew historically was right, but people are like, oh, well, this is a, you know, absolute proof of total evil by this certain group of Jews controlling Jews, and it's like, no, no, because it's the actual keys, because it's the actual goods. I'm on these talk shows. They go, you're coming up for Israel. I go, okay, you want to do an hour on how Netanyahu with the neocons blew up the World Trade Centers? Absolute proof. Here, let's give me a computer. I'll pull up the names, show you where the bombs were. They even, photos of them wiring the bombs are so arrogant. Oh, no, dude. We're just better than you. You work for Israel. It's like, it's a Pharisee thing. It's like fake Christians, you know, in the town that are the fake Baptists or whatever. And I'm going to put down Baptists, but that's what my family has been. And then they're all secretly drunk and partying while they put down their neighbors who don't go to church. It's just this one-upping, sick thing that's disgusting, and it has become a bullying thing to only get people into this. So we have to have anonymous videos that Charlie Kirk's wife did all this stuff that's totally fake because it attacks Israel. That lying about good people so you think it's going to hurt Israel is, I mean, I saw all the big Nazi sites. When Kirk got killed, they go, we hated Kirk because he was not only for white people, but now that he's dead, we will use him for white nationalism. It's this cold-bloodedness, and that's what Netanyahu does all cold-blooded too. And I see that same cold-bloodedness, you know, going on here with unjustified means. Well, folks, if you want somebody that lies, just for a political purpose or for clicks, you got the wrong show. And so that's what this is all about. But again, there's this propensity to never go for the jugular because this is a satanic spirit. If we could expose the criminal cabals that are using terrorism, not just Jewish groups doing it, but others, that control society for crisis governance, then this would be over. Just like we've exposed the left staging attacks on themselves. Jussie Smollett. 99% of the rapes and crosses and cross burnings turns out are fake by the left. People know that now. Well, now we need to know. In fact, we didn't finish these calls, and you're here to do the show, so I'm gonna stop. But let's go ahead and roll this Andrew Tate thing, which you're saying is true. But everything I just said, you can search. Declassified Israel starting in the 50s. Just type it in, crew. Zionist Israelis stage bombings in Europe and the Middle East against synagogues to force Jews to move to Israel. You'll get Jerusalem Post. You see? So that's what I'm saying. Oh, no, God, don't do that. Don't give me actual total proof. So, again, that's where it's this weirdness. It's like mental illness, but I understand there's a lot of low IQ people, too. So they're kind of awake now, but they like know one thing. Sorry. Here's Andrew Tate.
Say this country's called... Bro, I'm going to go straight to jail. Let's imagine there was a country which was currently committing a genocide. But why are they committing the genocide so publicly? Because this country, let's say, had complete control and blockade of its enemy for a very long time. Why wouldn't they just make them all infertile by poisoning the food supplies? That would be very easy and nobody would know. Why wouldn't they just poison them slowly? Why wouldn't they just give them all turbo cancer in the medications that they were given? Why wouldn't they just build out a 10-year plan for the population to slowly decrease and eventually just fade away to nothing? There's no reason why they would have to do a big public execution. Why would they be doing this? That doesn't make sense. If the goal is primarily genocide, then the primary objective would be to get caught. The primary objective would be to commit the genocide without anyone finding out about it so that anybody can talk about it. So if the goal is not genocide, what is the goal? Well, the goal is to be deemed and seen as evil. That is their primary objective. Why use, in this fictional country, why would they use military-grade weaponry on children, which is the height of evil incarnate, unless they wanted the entire world to see them as evil? Well, the answer is simple. By doing evil things, by having the entire world turn on them and seeing them as evil, what does it do to their native population? Their native population will sit there and say, well, everyone hates us now, so I guess we got to stick together. Nobody likes us. In fact, now it's more important than ever. If I'm a judge and you get caught, you know, looking at kids online, child porn, I'm going to help you out because they're all against us anyway. You know, we have to love each other because there's so much evil out there against us. So now we have to love each other. We have to unify. So by deliberately going out into the world and attracting evil, they are generating love in another place. This is what's extremely important for you to understand about the way the world actually works.
I was able to do this in about 10 seconds. You can even go to Google and type in Zionist bombed Jewish synagogues. And there's whole documentaries, movies, books, Israeli newspapers. In fact, I just pulled up the Jerusalem Post here. I'll send it to the crew in a minute. Now, why don't people know this? Okay? Madeleine Albright's father made the deal with the Nazis to only let them, if they paid huge amounts of money to the Nazis and to the Zionist group, to only let rich Jews escape to Israel. And then they turned their back on the middle class and poor Jews. And then low level, you had people like Soros, who was running around rounding up Jews himself. And it happened in Spain, Portugal, all over Europe, Iraq, some of the more famous cases. So there I go, covering up Israel again. So that's how you do it. Any comments on that, Chase? We'll take three calls and let you take over.
Sure. Well, I mean, one of the things that comes to mind primarily is famously you criticized Israel on September 12th of 2001, just one day after, of course, September 11th, 2001 happened. And I love to see people in the comments say, where's this, Alex? Where's this, Alex? As if you haven't shared or aired that clip yourself countless times over the course of the last 30 years.
But I said it when nobody said it. I just said yes. Israel was heavily involved in 9/11 today. They don't want to see that because they want to feel like they are the only good people. They are mentally ill.
Yes. Well, and the thing that's special about InfoWars and your show in particular, Alex, is that you give the analysis and the predictions that nobody else is giving or analyzing or predicting,
right? Yeah, I talked about Israel involved weeks before the dancing Israeli thing on Fox. I broke it. I did. I got attacked. I'm not trying to, it's just I did. I'm the OG. Me. And that's the mental illness of these people.
Yeah, and even Charlie Sheen admitted it when he was speaking with Tucker Carlson on that very specific, that hyper-specific issue itself. He was singing your praises, talking about, hey, man, everybody's just going to call you crazy. And he was right. Everybody just called us crazy. And everything was iron tight with that whole entire thing. And so, look, my feeling on the matter is a lot of the people who are very critical of Israel are correct in the way that they're very critical of Israel. But if there's so much more news to cover if you spend 24/7 of your time just talking about Israel. You certainly have enough content, but we're a news organization and there's other stories to break. There's conversations to be had about Bondi or Patel or what's happening with these crazy indictments that are great. From the DOJ on people like, Bolton and others and Comey. And I know that there haven't really been arrests and stuff, but there's a lot of great stuff that the Trump administration is doing that's really not to do with the Israeli question or the Israeli issue that needs to be covered by somebody. And I'd rather hear Alex Jones talk about it than Sean Hannity if I want to know what's really going on with the other news. And so I'm totally on the same page with you about that. I'm glad that you're not myopic on that one issue.
But you made the right point where there's that clip that literally it's got to have hundreds of millions of views because it gets reposted like every day. I'm not even looking for it and like, oh, a million views, 500,000 views, 2 million views, 300,000.
I think you're wearing the same suit.
Yeah. And this suit is like 20 years old. But I dug out some of my old suits, that I've gotten since I've lost weight, I can wear again. So it's actually is 20 years old. It's funny you said that. I don't think it's the same one there. But yeah, and I've got like, the crew that was like, God, you've got like 30 jackets down. Did you just get these? I said, no, these are all old. But getting back to something here, but I lost so much weight. They're even smaller than I was 20 years ago. So I had to go get them taken down even more. But Netanyahu ordered me to do that. My point is that the reason they're mad at me and then the Nazis have been mad at me all along is that I don't just say evil can emanate out of Israel. And you have to understand, with this thing, it's spiritual, and it's an ongoing ancient fight. And so both sides, the Jewish lobby in most areas, and then the anti-Jew people, this is like an old, sick relationship. And as for me, I want to move through it. And, you know, that's really what Christ and the gospel was about, was, you know, bringing this to everybody. And so that's where I'm at. But again, you want Israel, you're getting it. You're just getting my perspective here. And so, yeah, I was worried about them trying to go to war with Iran right away because that was their first target. Instead, they did Iraq. And so that's what I said the day after 9/11. Yep. As part of the cover-up,
yeah.
I understand. Even though I just repeated all of that before you even made that point. You understand? Because, but no one could hear or see that because it can't be true because I'm covering up. You understand?
Yeah, I totally understand.
Holy, it's the being, they're good, we're bad. So just say, you work for Netanyahu and say you're bad.
I work for Netanyahu and I'm bad.
Good. Now say, now say.
I got $7,000 to say that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I've never been offered this Israel money.
They didn't try to offer me a trip or anything.
I didn't have Henry Kissinger try to hire me.
Did they try to give you a trip to Israel to put your hand on the wall? Did they ever try that on you?
I have had Christian Zionist groups over the years say, hey, we're doing a mission. You want to go? But I've also had, like, you know, I had a guest on about the pyramids, and then they invited me. You know, it was a black group. I think Egypt's a little too dangerous right now. I got too much to do, but I'd love to see the pyramids. But I want to see the pyramids. Doesn't mean I work for the Muslim Brotherhood. I want to see Israel. I hear it's amazing. I have been invited by Vladimir Putin directly, officially, many times, and by their foreign minister with official letters from Vladimir Putin, to Russia.
You got to redo that famous, grocery store video of you just walking through the grocery store,
yeah.
But do it in Russia, like Tucker when he was there talking about the grocery store prices.
Man, I want to go to Russia. I want the war to end. And then I do want to go over there, because, you know, I've had very little contact with Russians, and the few Russians I've known have been really nice people. And I know.
Yeah, I'd love to go see Russia. Well, my wife's a ballet dancer. She wants to go.
Absolutely. And your wife's an amazing lady. But just finishing up with Russia. I mean, I want to see Russia. I mean, oh God, I love England. God, I love the South of England and north of London. God, it's gorgeous. I mean, the Standing Stones, all those places, the castles, it's just amazing. I'm not scared to go to Russia, but it'd be a great publicity stunt, but I don't, and I'm not saying Tucker's bad for going with him, it's not, but with me, it would just be such a giant news story, that...
Distraction.
Well, the Ukrainians probably would try to kill me. See, Tucker really hadn't talked about this very much. He didn't say it's off record. No, they tried to kill him in the parking garage. I mean, this is serious. I mean, they tried to kill him.
I didn't know that. That's wild.
And while he's there, the hotel across the street had a big drone hit it, blew up a couple floors on fire. And he's like, why is it on the news? And they go, we don't care. And they want to make us scared. We don't care. We don't give them attention. We don't care. But like, he's there, like drones are flying in and exploding and they're trying to kill him in the parking garage. Oh yeah. Can you imagine if I went to Russia? I mean, the globalists are like, he's finally moved into his zone. CIA, kill, kill, kill. And something I'm afraid, internationally, the globalists operate these zones. And the minute I go into a war zone, I mean, their hit teams are coming. And so I'm not scared to die, but also don't tempt fate. See the difference?
Sure. Well, if you go, you're just going to have to duct tape Andrew Meyer to your chest.
Oh my God, stop
it. I'm glad that you're not going to Russia. It's probably not a very good time for us to be trained. And frankly, Ukraine put you and I both right next to each other on an enemies of the state list, from Ukraine. So it's probably not a good idea for us to go anywhere they can fly.
Well, you know, the big story tonight will be Jones admitted he got money from Jews. Yeah. Andrew Meyer, I've known for like, he's the don't tase me. I've known him like 15 years or longer. He has these other cool video games he made and they said, hey, we're going to make this game and we're going to give you half the money. And it looked really cool. And I said, yeah, and it was him and a couple of evil Gentiles, but it's like, you work for the Jew. Yeah, damn right. And they paid me all the money they were supposed to. And by the way, I mean, that's just, they go, who are your Jewish sponsors? We don't even have sponsors. I don't think Kirk Elliott's Jewish either. The point is, if there are good companies owned by Jews want to advertise, I'm here, but it won't change what I say. The point is, I don't hate Jews. I didn't want to like kill Andrew Meyer when I saw him and, you know, stick him in a...
So, you were just telling me that you had a brain disease.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I started taking it. And boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It is a miracle. It's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to take, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day and pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it?
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah!
I'm not paid to say this, not one dime. This is the best product you guys have ever had. You guys got to order it at the Alex Jones store. com.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I feel it in my head and neck too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it.
Unlimited fabulous power!
Volunteer power!
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot.
I do subscribe to the methylene blue. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the methylene blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I'm jacked up on the methylene blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had. Please go to the Alex Jones.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Out of darkness into light. It's tomorrow's news tonight. It's Chase Geyser.
And we are the Israel Defense Force, commanded directly by Super Supreme Field Marshal Chase Geyser, Direct Adjunct Officer of the High Command, Lord Netanyahu, Commander, Lord High Protector of the Sanhedrin. You see the puppet strings. All right, let's get serious. All right, my 8-year-old's literally calling me. Doesn't have a phone, but with saying, "Daddy, you're already supposed to be here." So I'm going to take a few calls here and get out of here. I know you're loaded for bear with incredible stuff. But let's take three quick calls. Thanks, Kenny, Josh, and Gary. I'm going to give you just a little while. Appreciate you holding. Sorry I went off into my covering up for Israel. Just can't help it. Let's go to Kenny in Ohio. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex and Chase, how are you guys doing this evening?
We're doing good, brother. We appreciate you. What's on your mind?
So now that we were past the No Kings protest yesterday and we're deeper into the Podesta war games, where do we go from here now? What's going to happen next? No false flags yesterday. What's going to happen? They're going
to... You know, I meant to start the show with what you just said, and I'm going to do it tomorrow. I kind of just got off of how idiotic they are. They're almost old white people, but... Oh, yeah, it is a white supremacist liberal problem we have. That's the big question, because, you know, as we got closer, they need that. That's their plan, and it didn't happen. And I think that's because they know there's enough good people in the government now that are watching them that it's hard to get any professional groups to do it. That's why increasingly Democrat leaders are trying to get unhinged people to go out and be violent. That's why, you know, Don Lemon's like, ICE is evil, they're Hitler, get guns, and you know what to do when they come to your house. I mean, they are really pushing that, trying to get a lone wolf lunatic. What do you think, Kenny, and then what do you think, Chase Geyser?
Well, what I think is going to happen is with the resurgence of AI, I think that something's going to be, you know, digitally planted to start the seeds of them to come together and say, hey, this is what happened, and people are so dumb they won't figure it out, and then it's going to spark something and jump off from that point.
Yeah, like a leaked white supremacist compound where it's all this MAGA gear and there's little black babies and white supremacists are skinning them.
Something like that.
Yeah. God, I hate to give my ideas. I'll probably do that now.
Oh, great.
No, you know, you brought it to the point. That's what I said. Lowest approval rating ever. Absolutely, basically no fundraising. They're flatlined. All they have is election fraud. Same thing for the left in Europe. I mean, they are, the world's waking up. They're in deep doo-doo. And so you can say whether Trump's perfect or not, he's not. But he's having to do a lot of policies we want. And just, let's say he's bad. Acting like he's with us is politically, culturally discrediting all the globalist systems of mind control. So it's real. The effects are real no matter how you slice it. That makes sense?
Yes, it makes total sense, Alex.
Well, I noticed you didn't bring up Israel, though. You need to tithe to that. You heard the earlier caller, 70% on Israel. So you just did 2 minutes on the fact that, praise God, no false flags, no large-scale violence. That was you covering up. You need to apologize, Kenny. First, apologize for covering up for Israel, and then give us 5 minutes on Israel.
I have nothing on Israel, Alex. I'm worried about what's going on in America.
That is really sick of... Oh, whoa!
He's got nothing on Israel because Israel's got everything on him.
Yeah, Kenny. No, Kenny, you make perfect sense. What else is on your radar that actually affects us?
I think that what's going to happen next is something that's like with the government being shut down, that the EBT and the, you know, the healthcare is going to be shut down. There's going to be lots of looting going on. People are going to be walking out of stores, even worse than it is now.
And even if that doesn't happen, even if they turn the government back on, Schwab and the globalists say the cyber attack is key, and then who will they blame that on? I agree. They're having trouble getting violence going, so the next thing's a cyber attack. What do you think?
I think something's going to happen. I mean, you've been talking for years about him. And that he wants to, you know, it's not a safe world, and we could suspect that there's going to be a cyber attack. And, you know, he's all there with the Sith robes on, talking to all these, you know, globalist people, and something else is going to pop off. It's just going to be a matter of time. Either Fauci comes up with a new virus, and all these other things start attacking.
I agree. The virus is, Fauci says a new one's coming. Great points. Powerful caller. Best caller of the night. Because there's a lot of, and by the way, Israel's embedded in a bunch of our telecommunications. Netanyahu could do that and blame it on Iran or something. But also the globalists are the big ones. The EU, they've been trying to pre-program that Russia's going to bring down our power grid. If that happens, folks, it's not the Russians. That would be a huge provocation. Chase, what do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think cyber's probably the number one biggest national security threat, and I mean that in the sense that of a genuine national security threat, not in a sense that it's used when you hear the government or the news talk about national security threats. Usually when you hear from the DOJ or the NSA or the CIA or CNN or MSNBC or these other outlets, anything about a national security threat, it's used as an excuse to set up laws that can violate our rights, like the Patriot Act. But in terms of a genuine national security threat, yes, our enemies can come after us with cyber, but secondly, it's the easiest false flag thing for our own government to do to us in order to blame to someone else. No longer do they have to bring down buildings in order to justify getting us involved in the Middle East. All they can do, or all they have to do, is bring down the grid, for example, during a major blizzard, and people freeze to death in their homes in Texas or wherever. They blame Iran for this, and then suddenly it's an act of war. Iran may have never done it, or Russia may have never done it, and that's the excuse that the deep state needs to get us involved in any conflict that they want.
I agree.
And that's why I'm incredibly scared.
I agree. What Trump has primed Netanyahu to do is saying Iran wants to kill him. That is a spot where that would be Netanyahu or a group they are with surface-to-air missiles, and then because that would fit into what Netanyahu wants, and I think that's a serious issue. Thank you, Kenny. Josh in Tennessee and then Gary in Las Vegas. You're on the air, Josh. Welcome.
Hey, Alex Jones. First, I got to say, you're a grown-ass man. If you want to drink, drink. You're a strong man. Drink. You strengthen up. You make us proud as Americans.
Well, sounds like you're feeling pretty good. What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a beer, and I'm celebrating Alex Jones being on my phone right now. I mean, right now, we're the greatest civilization in America that is God blessed the world in all earth. I mean...
No, I agree, man. Let me ask you a question. What kind of beer are you drinking? I hope it's not Bud Light.
No, it's Miller.
Oh, good old Miller. That's right.
Miller, like...
It's first. Miller time.
I mean... That's right.
The beer that flows like wine.
That's right. And you know what? The thing is, I've been listening to you guys since I was, like, in high school over the radio.
Well, that's badass, Josh. How old are you?
I'm 40.
Wow. Yeah, we've been big in Tennessee with the stations and the audiences. Great people.
Yeah, I mean, so I just love to be on the air with you. My name is Josh Z-Man on Getter. Everybody loves me over there, and so I'm cheering my crowd on right now as we speak. And I just want to say congratulations to everything that you do, and you're a damn good patriot.
Well, brother, you are too. We're in this together. Listen, it's not me. I'm not doing a heroic thing. I'm fighting for my own survival, but we're all in this together. You're just as important as I am. Thank you, Josh. Now drink responsibly. Let's go to Gary in Las Vegas, last caller, and then I'm going to turn this over to Chase.
Hello?
Yes, Gary, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for getting my call. I feel guilty because you want to get out of there. You're trying to get home, and I'm holding you up.
Actually, it's not that. I enjoy being here. And now, you know, they're clear to shut this down, like, next week, a month. I mean, it's receivership. People still don't believe it, so just find us at the next place, folks. It's really serious.
My question is, it was something you've been talking about false flags, and, you know, it just seems ripe for a false flag. Trump's balls to the walls in the first term compared to his first term, and you have your pulse, finger on the pulse. How come what do you attribute to the fact that there hasn't been a false flag? Do we have some allies on the other side? The Democrats are kind of letting us know.
Well, I mean, it's beyond that. Even when the globalists had only three major networks in control, they got caught bombing Oklahoma City. They got caught blowing up the World Trade Center. People figured it out real quick. Now, the general public figured it out. They can deny it, but the public knows. They now know every time they stage something, people figure it out very quickly. So, they got caught staging the Whitmer kidnapping. They got caught staging January 6th. And those are not sophisticated compared to a biggin. And so they're having trouble getting foreign intelligence groups. They like to use German intelligence for, they were heavily involved in Oklahoma City. They like to use British intelligence, and they're just got cold feet. It doesn't mean they still won't pull it off, but they got cold feet. I mean, Trump's got not full control of the intelligence agencies and stuff, but they're getting close. So globalists have big problems. You understand? You there?
Well, hoping and praying that does, you know, that we keep having peace.
Well, the big one is a cyber attack, and there's all sorts of powerful corporations and groups that are dialed into it all. I mean, the UK has the ability to knock out a lot of our grid. Internal groups have a lot of the power to do it. Even high-level administrators that wanted to sabotage could do it. Individually could wreak havoc beyond belief. The EU heavily setting it up to blame Russia. Russia could knock out a lot of our stuff if they wanted to. But China is actively behind most of the stuff going on. China is the trillion-pound gorilla, but we can't talk about that because that's covering up for Israel. We can't talk about their nuclear submarines. We can't talk about them invading the South China Sea. We can't talk about them funding all this destabilization. We can't talk about the multi-hundred-billion-dollar trade deficit. We cannot talk about it because that is covering up for Netanyahu. Thanks for the call. And so do not talk about China. It does not matter. It's a red herring, ladies and gentlemen. I'm being sarcastic. Chase Geyser, great job. Love you. You got a huge show lined up. You still got an hour and 15 minutes left. Chase Geyser takes over now.
Well, thanks, Alex. I appreciate it. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you. And I totally agree. We should be talking about China more. And it's a shame that people like everyone in the Groyper movement, I guess, assumes that whenever you talk about China, it's just because you're trying to cover up for Israel. It's a shame that, yes, Israel does a lot of evil things, but we can't look at any of the evils of the other nations or even our own nation because that is perceived as covering up for Israel. But honestly, I don't think it's that big of a deal, because I think the average person, I think that most people understand, yes, that Israel is evil and responsible for a lot of the corruption that's happening here in the United States of America. But they also understand that Israel is not the only nation or the only people that are capable of evil, because primarily what's going on is we've got two groups of people. We've got a group of people that is hyper-Zionist, that believes that Israel and Jewish people can do no evil. And then we've got another group that's hyper-anti-Semitic, that thinks only Israeli or Jewish people can do evil. And the truth is in the middle. Our own Congress is totally capable of evil. Our own intelligence communities, totally capable of evil. Both Ukraine and Russia, capable of evil. Both Taiwan and China, totally capable of evil. And so we have to understand that the fall of man, from a theological perspective, is something that happened to all of us, and we cannot just attribute evil to any one group or any one nation when everyone's responsible or culpable in some degree. And so ultimately what we're seeing is this exact fallacy happening from the left, where they are attributing every evil in the world to Donald Trump. Whether it's evil committed by other nations or our own nation or other people, it's Donald Trump's fault. And so when I was at the No Kings protest yesterday with Nate Hughes of Bigly, we were talking to people about what they thought of, you know, the Israel conflict, what they thought of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. And whenever the Russia-Ukraine conflict would come up, they would blame Trump for supporting and selling out to Putin. That's what they would say. And whenever the Israel-Palestine conflict would come up, they would blame Trump for supporting Netanyahu and the genocide that's happening in the Gaza Strip. And they try to bring up the fact that he wants to build a resort in Gaza, which I don't even know if that's true. And ultimately, the problem is they don't recognize that anyone else in the world is capable of any evil whatsoever, except for Trump and his supporters, to the extent that they support Trump. And look, Trump never said, make America perfect again. He never said that he was going to be a perfect president. I would give him probably a solid 7 out of 10, which I think is outstanding compared to any of the other presidents that we've had over the course of the last 20, 30, or even 40 years. He said, make America great again. I think he's doing a great job. And what's really interesting about what's happening with Trump compared to so many of our other presidents, perhaps all of them since JFK, is we all know that being the president of the United States is an incredibly difficult job. It's probably the most difficult job in the world to actually do. I mean, the amount of skills that you have to have from management, the amount of knowledge that you have to have, and you have to understand military strategy and legal policy and economics all at the same time. And then you have to understand healthcare at the same time. And then you have to understand marketing and PR and campaigning at the same time. I mean, it's one of the only jobs in the world where you have to be really, really good at like 9 to 20 very important things in order to be remotely good at the job. Everything else, it's, you know, one or two things, maybe two or three or five things if you're an absolutely extraordinary employee. And the point I'm trying to make here is, for so long, we've had presidents who, regardless of whether or not they're competent, I would say Bill Clinton was probably a competent person, but he was corrupt. I would say that Joe Biden was an incompetent person who was also corrupt. But what's unique about this situation is we're seeing somebody like Trump, who isn't corrupt at all, just struggling to be perfect at the job because it's so difficult. And I feel, as an American, and maybe I'm being naive here, and I'm not somebody that's, you know, here just to kiss Donald Trump on the behind, but that's one of my favorite things about Trump, is that when he makes a mistake, yes, it's frustrating and I'm disappointed, or I question decisions like whether or not we should bomb Iran. I was very critical of that because I did not want to go to war with Iran. At least we know when he's making a mistake, seemingly so far at least. At least we know when he's making a mistake, it's probably genuinely because he's mistaken and not because he's totally sold out. And so for us to expect perfection from any of these leaders, I think is too much for us to ask. We should expect and ask for greatness. We should expect and ask for a net positive, a net gain. But for us to ask for perfection, I think, is just totally unreasonable. And maybe that's just an outcome or a symptom of the fact that we're a Christian-influenced society. I know so many of us are secular now, but this nation was founded on very explicitly Christian principles, going back to John Locke's Second Treatise of Government and how we get our rights from God, and they're inalienable because they are given to us by God when we're conceived. All that stuff is explicitly written in John Locke's Second Treatise of Government, the document that might be one of the most important documents as far as the founding of our Constitution and our government is concerned. And because of this Christian influence on our culture and our civilization and our legality and our policy and all these things, a lot of people expect the president of the United States to be as good as Jesus Christ. And I think that's kind of a false idol worship situation going on there, where we just expect this completely pious and perfect person who could do no wrong, who knows everything and has all power all at the same time and is proactive and never sleeps and does all these things perfectly. And so, yeah, you know, I'm glad that I voted for Trump. I've been wary of some of his decisions. I would like some things to happen more rapidly than they are happening, especially in terms of the DOJ. I'd like more pressure to be put on Kash Patel at the FBI, if not for public reasons, for personal reasons, because I still think it's disgusting that we've been under a type 3 FBI assessment since December 13th of 2013, and we have no reason to believe, maybe it was December 10th of 2013, we have no reason to believe that that type 3 assessment has been lifted. So for all we know, based on the FOIA requests that we have submitted, the Freedom of Information Act requests that we have submitted, the FBI has been and is still spying on us since December of 2013. Within 90 days of James Comey becoming the director of the FBI under the Obama administration, this happened. It happened all the way through the first Trump administration. I'm sure that he didn't know about it. Then, of course, it happened through the Biden administration, and then now it's probably still happening, and we've got Kash Patel kind of dancing around, trying to save his own reputation, trying to show up at the Charlie Kirk thing and act like he can do something to help when it was just totally unnecessary, trying to hijack it and claim that he's arrested the shooter and then having to admit that they had the wrong guy and they let him go. I mean, there's a lot of embarrassment that's going on. Don't get me wrong. I'm very critical of this administration and the leadership as it stands. I'm very critical of Pam Blondie, whatever you want to say. Because I do think that she's a pageant girl. I think she's good at the PR thing and being on the news and saying the right things. But then when I look for action, I don't see anything. But meanwhile, we have this No Kings thing happening, which is not just this hyper-organized, very honest protest that's taking place every once in a while in the United States of America. But it's basically Black Lives Matter 2.0, only it's broadened its stroke to be not just about race, but about everything. And I was thinking the other day, it's really interesting because every time, of course, you say Christ is king, you're considered to be an anti-Semite when you say that. And then we know as Christians that Christ is king. And I'm thinking about this No Kings protest calling itself just that, a No Kings protest. Well, if Christ is king and these people are protesting, there are no kings or should not be any kings. Isn't it inherently, whether they intend it or not, isn't it inherently anti-Christ or an expression of the anti-Christ to say something like no kings? And look, I understand that we had a revolution in this country in order to break away from King George, not just because he was a king, but because he was an unjust king and a lot of the policies and activities and the advantage that he took of the colonies here in the United States of America before it was the United States of America. I understand there were some problems with him that weren't just the fact that he was a despot. And I understand that we don't want a dictatorship here in the United States of America, but these people, they circle around town squares in small towns or in large cities, or they throw Molotov cocktails, ironically, Russian Molotov cocktails at ICE buildings in the name of democracy, and they fail to recognize the fact that democracy throughout history has always been the leading cause of tyranny. Because when you allow the mob to make decisions, the mob will always, inevitably, at some point in time, vote to violate the rights of a minority. Whether it's in the history of the United States of America with some of the racist policy that we had before the Civil Rights Act in 1964, or countless other examples going all the way back to ancient Greece or Rome as it transitioned from being a republic into a dictatorship, an empire. And so that's my main beef with this celebration and this worship of democracy in the name of being anti-fascist or anti-tyranny, when democracy is how tyrants are born. The mob gets radicalized. Some small group or small minority or charismatic leader weaponizes the mob getting radicalized to aim the finger or point the finger at the wrong culprit. This has happened a number of different times in a number of different ways throughout history. Then leverages his way into power. The party leverages its movement into power. And then thus a tyrant is born. People always like to say, oh, well, Hitler wasn't elected. He was appointed. Yeah, he was appointed by an elected official. And the whole Reichstag thing. And when the Nazis first came into power in Germany, only one in 40 German identified as a Nazi. There were dozens upon dozens of different political parties in that political system that they had set up in Germany at the time. So they were elected in as a minority party. The other parties couldn't decide anything. So then the Nazis were able to just vote this way or that way on any issue to be a tiebreaker, similar to how the vice president of the United States is meant to be a tiebreaker when there's a, you know, an inconclusive vote in the Senate. And then the elected officials finally yield and they just hand over the power because of whatever pressures are taking place to this minority party. And thus you have tyranny from democracy. It's happened over and over again. Happened in Rome. Happened in Greece. I think the oldest democracy in the world might just well be the United States of America. And I know it's not really a democracy. The word democracy isn't used once in the Constitution of the United States of America. The word republic is. So many of our founders were very explicitly against democracy, just as Plato was in Plato's Republic, calling it the rule of the mob, because that's exactly what it is. But we're a constitutional republic that has democratic processes, and it's obviously very important for the wants, needs, and interests of the people to be represented in whatever government. That's explicitly stated. But just to allow the mob to make decisions for the minorities, I mean, you want to see what pure democracy looks like, just pull up a video of Rodney King. Because if you look at that video of Rodney King just getting the trash kicked out of him by those police officers, most people in that video are getting exactly what they wanted, which is to violate the rights of the individual. So that's what we're faced with, folks. And we're coming up in a couple of minutes on a short break. It's going to be a 3-minute break. And then the first 5 minutes, we're going to play the newest Bound Report. I'm going to get some of this footage ready for you from the No Kings protest here in Arkansas that I went to with Nate Hughes yesterday, just so I can show you the madness of this mob, the madness of these crowds. And it wasn't like what you see in Portland or what you may see in Austin or Chicago or San Francisco or other places in the country. And that it wasn't violent. It was from, I think, 11 a.m. or 10 a.m. until noon. It's the middle of the day thing. But all of their ideology and their philosophy is weaponized and used as an excuse to justify this mob madness that we've seen all over the country the last night. And you know, Chuck Schumer's come out. Others have come out and said that they just want a civil war. We saw the predictive programming as well regarding civil war. From Klaus Schwab and others in the Civil War movie that came out, which explicitly celebrates a mob of people assassinating a president who is supposed to be the same likeness as Donald Trump. And the only way that we can fight back against this is enlightenment, awareness, like-minded people like us coming together in the same way that the left is organized. And that's why InfoWars is so important. And no matter what they do to InfoWars, the next operation will be even more powerful. I genuinely believe that. It's not just something that I say. I think that Alex Jones will be more powerful after InfoWars is shut down. Honestly, I really do. But it's why it's so important to support us and make sure that we stay on the air. And at midnight, the sale is ending. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, it is 25% off store-wide, all stores, or all products, rather. Until midnight only, this is the best way to keep this operation on the air. We've got the methylene blue. We've got the CMOS gummies. We've got the Shilajit gummies, the Shilajit capsules, all incredible for your vitality, your health, your immune system, your levels of energy, your focus. I mean, the methylene blue makes you feel like you're plugged into the wall, folks. It's the most powerful substance that I've ever legally taken in my entire life. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just because these products are incredible for your health and your wellness, your mind and your body, but because every dollar that you spend at thealexjonesstore.com is around in the heart of the New World Order globalist satanic human trafficking child abusing cabal that is trying to conglomerate all political power into one international globalist political class for the sake of totally eradicating all rights, all justice, all sovereignty the world over. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and give the middle finger to Satan himself by buying something to keep Alex Jones on the air. Stay with us. I'll be right back in about 8 minutes.
Feel the unstoppable power of Alex Jones, fueled by ultimate creatine powder. This is the secret weapon behind his relentless energy. Creatine monohydrate ignites his muscles, blasting through lefts and sprints with raw warrior strength, building the physique of a true patriot. With micronized mixability, Alex dominates every day, recovering like a titan to crush fatigue and soar to new heights of performance. His mind becomes a fortress, sharper focus, unbreakable memory, powered by creatine to outlast any mental battle. This nootropic powerhouse defends against fatigue, keeping Alex Jones razor sharp for the fight. Join him and unleash your inner strength. Grab Ultimate Creatine Powder now at thealexjonesstore.com. Fuel your fight and rise with Alex Jones today.
That's pure gold. I'd have in between, like, maybe the creatine zooming in a little. It's coming towards you. But also, it's just 30 seconds left. You can have me go, baka chaka woom bak, quang quang kong, whatever. You know, that little, like, ooga chaka munga bak, woom kong kong. That'd be really good.
tonight at 6, a story you will only see on ABC 15 about a new FBI alert warning law enforcement about a legal loophole in gun sales.
If they have a visa, all they need is their ID, the hunting license, then they could come into a gun shop. They'd fill out the exact same form everyone else would. They'd undergo the exact same background check. But the FBI is worried that people who might become radicalized might use this legal loophole to take advantage of the situation and plot an attack.
Brown people of all stripes, whether you're an Indian American or a Mexican American or whoever you are, go out and get a gun legally. Get a license to carry legally. Because when you have people knocking on your door and taking you away without due process as a citizen, isn't that what the Second Amendment was written for?
Now, Don Lemon, from his NGO funders, is given talking points. And I told you ahead of the No Kings, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, New World Order, Soros event this Saturday and this weekend that they are turning up the heat absolutely massively.
No Kings, a declaration of independence against the tyranny, against lawlessness in the context that there was no rule of law. It was the rule of king. And I think increasingly people are waking up to the rule of law in this country, increasingly appearing to be the rule of Don.
Now, obviously, you have record levels of Hispanics and blacks voting for Republicans. They're not buying it.
This is what we're talking about. We have a country that is falling apart. We had a housing crisis, a healthcare crisis, an education crisis, massive income and wealth inequality, a corrupt campaign finance system, and the media says, oh, you're going to run, what are you going to run for? Nobody cares. So run more towards
the nobody cares.
We have so many people here also that were fleeing dictatorships, socialism, et cetera. Myself, I mean, I came from Cuba when I was 6, fleeing communism, and you had a candidate that was to the left of Bernie Sanders, who is a self-proclaimed socialist. And so a lot of different factors, but a lot of them have to do, you know, the same factors, the economy, what's happening at the border, gas prices, our standing in the world, all of that. You know, Hispanic voters are going to be pretty much aligned with the rest of America.
But that doesn't mean the Democrats aren't trying to implement this. They've launched it. They fired the torpedoes. So they have implemented the Podesta plan. Everything else was a beta test. The summer of love, 2020, all that.
But the No Kings protests are organized also by a group called Indivisible, which is founded by Ezra Levin and Leah Greenberg. They both authored a 23-page Google Doc called Practical Guide for Resisting the Trump Agenda. Some people online have claimed that they're communists. And guess, you'll never guess who donated. And I know they mention him, but $7,600,000 to that group is George Soros.
Are you happy about the ceasefire?
Honestly, I like protesting, so not really.
So why don't you protest for the Christians in Nigeria?
Oh, how much are they paying?
You can find upcoming meetings held by your representatives near you at indivisible.org. Join local resistance groups or organize one yourself. Start with groups related to issues that have motivated you to protest and follow up with organizers after the events to see how you can continue to support the efforts. This helps build solidarity.
And if you're at a black college, you better watch out because they're getting ready to false flag you.
I hope that Trump is serious enough to see this through and follow through, because the next thing that's going to happen, mark my words, an ICE agent is going to get shot and killed. There's going to be an explosion. There's going to be left-wing terrorists.
Well, they're already shooting up their vans and killing the illegals instead of the agents. They're already trying to kill agents.
Yes, and my point is, because you're right, it's happening. They're attacking the vehicles. The sniper shot at them. They're going to succeed. Somewhere out there, there's a left-wing nut job that saw Crooks and Tyler Robinson, and they're planning the next anti-Republican, anti-ICE attack. And then it's going to be on Trump. What are you going to do? Are you going to bring down the effing hammer on Antifa? Are you going to bring down the hammer on the Democrats? But it's going to come down to the men with guns, the men with the guns and the badges. Who are they personally loyal to? What is their interpretation? Who do they believe actually wields the real authority? That's the definition of a constitutional crisis. It's a definition of a political crisis. I don't think people realize the peril we're in, least of all the Democrats who keep pushing.
A month ago, 95% of the pieces were in. Now there's one piece left, and it's false flags. That's it. And I said they're going to start hyping attacks on traditional black colleges. I said it 6 months ago, and a month ago they evacuated it when Charlie Kirk got killed and claimed his supporters were going to go blow it up. And they evacuated them nationwide. Of course, later they learned it was a false flag.
I also notice your cup is stained blue on the inside.
I've been caught.
You got a little, did you get find some methylene blue floating around here?
I did, man. I commandeered some from Harrison's office.
DallasJonesStore.com. Check out the supplements we have. 25% off apparel. Methylene blue you can get for 50% off if you get a subscription and you never run out. So,
amen.
I know Stuart's going to be looking for a bottle. I'm going to go try to track one down for him. While
if you don't mind, I have a bottle that fills too.
You like both. What do you like better?
You know what? I like them both.
Okay.
When I'm traveling, the pills definitely.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, it's not going to, you're not worried about it breaking open or.
On the way over here, I took a couple.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm driving.
Yeah. So with driving, did you feel more alert while you were driving or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took a couple shots while I'm in here in lieu of coffee. You guys ran out of coffee, so I went and got some methylene blue.
That's all he needs is a little methylene blue.
Lies, no cover-ups, just truth. It's Tomorrow's News Tonight with Chase Geyser.
Welcome back to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am Chase Geyser. I want to show you some footage of what I captured with Nate Hughes of Big League yesterday at the No Kings rally in Arkansas. I mean, just check this out and see for yourself.
Okay, there are a few. There's a few of them. I'm shocked.
There he is.
No King.
That's right.
Oh, man. Where are y'all from?
Thank you very much.
Really?
Yes.
So what makes you come out here and say No Kings?
What's going on up in the White House?
Wouldn't the King not allow protests?
Hey, don't give him any of your time, y'all.
He's trying to rally you up. He's trying to get some free content.
It's okay.
Look, Charlie Kirk, man.
Get out here.
Look, Charlie Kirk.
Absolutely, man. Hey, don't give him any extra content.
Would a king allow you to be on the street and protest right now?
I really don't care about Charlie Kirk.
No king.
So come on.
She said, Charlie Kirk said, any gay person should be shot.
He was just expressing his feelings, but his Christianity was not based on
gender. He invited that, and now he's a victim of that.
I don't know the question of his relationship with God.
I'm here for open dialogue with Americans that are sorely divided. Where are we divided? On issues of politics, religion, race.
Yes, but do you think Charlie helped to amend that divide, which is anti- And he hates me. How does that bring together? No, sir. What is hate speech? We're talking about everybody that is not a white conservative Christian.
Is there something wrong with being white?
He talks about we appreciate you about your dialogue and everything.
Don't shut it down, Mama. Do you think it's negative to be white?
No, there's nothing bad about being white, but you shouldn't criticize.
No. He did not preach unity. He did not preach unity. He preached division. And what he did is he targeted young, impressionable kids. When I was in college, I didn't pay attention to politics. What he's doing is he's trying to spread hatred to kids who are young and impressionable and make them hate. That's what he wanted.
Was that his interpretation?
Yes.
He doesn't think women should work.
To be honest, I don't think women should work.
I think women should be put on a pedestal with a mother. Right? There's no way I'd ever make my wife work.
No, they're not made to work. We're called. We all have our work.
Your mother's.
I have four children. I'm also a minister. The Holy Spirit called me to be.
That's a nonsense. I don't think there's anyone who said that.
Do you think Jesus Christ looked at one person and said, I hate you?
Yes, I saw that. I was so disappointed.
That's what Charlie Kirk preached to people.
I never heard.
Go watch some of his debates.
I never heard Charlie say.
Please listen.
Yes.
And go watch.
Yes.
That's going to be perfect.
I don't know.
There's no one person.
There's two parts.
That's going to have it all.
I agree.
No matter what side that you're on.
Yeah.
I guess.
You can tell.
You can decide.
Well, you can say it's not
my reality. Why are you going to a Democratic protest? Where's the church that says for Charlie?
Because I advocate for free speech.
Okay, Joe, it's free speech. Where is it that says free speech? Where is it that says free speech?
What
are you saying? Free press.
You get triggered because it has Charlie on there, right?
Because he was a racist! Because he was a misogynist! And that means that you are too! Because you support him! Get out! Get out of here!
He hated people!
Yeah, just
calm
it down.
That wasn't white, that wasn't male, that wasn't straight.
So what's your first observation talking to these people?
The first thing I see is I don't mean to be in this citizen group, but these people are low IQ, meaning they don't even know that they've been propagandized, right? These people are telling me that they still believe the fine people hoax. They still believe that people...
Hey, how are y'all?
Good.
How are you?
Hey,
all
right. Charlie agreed to release the Epstein files, right?
Amen.
Hey, I agree with releasing the Epstein files, every single one of them.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yep. Death to pedophiles. We can agree on that. So...
The number one thing is people have been so propagandized into believing one single thing.
I like your little doll.
I like you. Oh, this child has lost her insurance.
She lost her insurance.
That's it. It's good to talk. Yes, but we don't need to yell at each other.
Constantly told people how black women are useless.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
So I have a clue to say that.
Okay, well, you have to listen to him.
Well, what about that women are only good to have babies?
I think from where he was saying that is women are unpopular, right?
Do you think we should have a moment of right taken away?
No.
Because that's what he wants. That's what he preached.
Yeah.
Do you think that we as women should have our right to work taken away?
And I
don't know what that is. That's
not what he tells
girls to work
and whatnot. I don't think
Charlie
had a point. Yes, he did. I think what's going on is you're misinterpreting things he said via the media. The media taking information out of this.
See, the problem with you guys is you think media is bad at spreading side thing. Both sides.
I agree with that. So
I think both sides differ. Well, they're both extremes of this.
MSNBC, same animal. NPR, same animal.
It should be illegal to spread misinformation. Israel doesn't deserve it because they are killing people in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. She just said Israel's killing people in the name of Jesus.
Do you think we should send money to Ukraine?
Yes, because they need help. They're fighting.
Take a side other than
no, they are not Right, because democracy takes your brain, right?
But that's the scare tactic. That's the fear, though.
And you know, Trump, and then he's going to take these other countries.
Yeah.
If we don't stop that, he's not going to stop with Ukraine.
So
he's going to continue.
And these authoritarian
leaders. We should fund these other foreign countries like Ukraine, but we shouldn't fund Argentina, really.
Trump has
hey, Gabrielle, finish.
They don't need it. They weren't any kind of issue like that Ukraine is right now being attacked by a fascist leader that started a war from other than to take their country.
Do you know why he's went into Ukraine?
Because he's fucking psycho.
Well, no, because when he grew up, that was his homeland.
Well, yeah, but it isn't.
I'm not justifying
it. Yeah. 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 Oh, and he wanted to take over the entire country.
But that's not the reality right now.
I just don't think Putin is on the same level as Hitler.
Yes, yes. And so is Netanyahu. They are murderers.
I don't want Netanyahu.
They are
see,
murderers.
We agree.
Well, see, good. See, we're talking shit.
We're not
finding something. Trump is fighting to be that. And you don't understand that.
Does he, though?
Yes.
Would he single all y'all to be out here by the water fountain protesting, though?
Did you know that whenever he... Okay, but Jesus would.
He would, 100%.
Did you know that during the Epstein... during the Epstein victim's speech...
That we agree that all those files are being
released. Yes, but he had fighter jets fighting. He had fighter jets flying over them to shut them up.
Yeah.
You believe in that?
Over...
Do you think that it was right for him to fly fighter jets to drown out the speeches of the victims of Epstein and Trump?
I honestly don't know anything about the situation, but I do agree every Epstein file should be released.
You don't know. Yes, I do too. There's another one.
Oh, all right.
You agree on this.
The knowledge of what's going on. If you don't know what's going on, why are you here debating?
So it's not that I'm here debating. It's that there's a division in this country, right?
For a reason. Because the good people do not want the likes of Trump to be running this country. The good people do not want immigrant children to be dragged out of their vehicles in the middle of a fucking school pickup line. That's wild.
I don't also want to agree that people are protesting stolen elections, protesting in front of an abortion clinic should be ripped out of their homes and thrown in solitary confinement. So the weaponization of the government has been... sent to prison during Biden's administration.
No, they weren't.
They were on that's not. It's the yes. They were just.
We don't even know about the people that were arrested for protesting and praying at the abortion clinic.
Nobody.
That's how wild this is.
Anti-abortion protesters and left them in jail. Nobody.
Well, are you serious?
Yes.
Not unless they set
it on fire or.
No. They were praying in front of an entrance. They were raided by Biden's
family. Nobody, no.
Just like the January 6th.
Look at Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a corpse.
Do you really think he's pushing for that?
Hell no. It was all the interns, people around
him. They're not going to jail. He doesn't know anything, which is obvious.
Why don't you sit here and talk to me?
Dude, he's
awesome. That's my boy right there. He talks the same thing. My boy in terms of
food
you don't want to talk to me?
No, you're kind of
organized.
I guess our train is New York.
You should be able to tell me.
But also, I think about,
no. Unless you're a
Yeah, so this is the organizer coming in, telling them to leave, basically refusing to back up any of their points.
If you're out here,
second of all, don't
interrupt. Don't worry, anybody have a drink, buddy?
You can talk to me too.
I am. Didn't you hear me? Am I stuttering?
I actually agree with the shirt.
Yeah.
He's wearing a shirt that says make Orwell, fiction again.
And not have a fucking fascist in the streets.
I think it's a weaponization of government that's happened for way longer than Trump. This happened during Biden, happened during Obama, happened during
Not like this. No, they did not put, the National Guard on the streets.
I'm gonna make sure that nobody else ends up entertaining your little game here, so you can go ahead
and talk to people. We're all gonna walk away. Since you wanna talk over people, I'll talk louder. We're gonna walk away.
That's
real.
Are you saying that's not true?
And you can't even back up while you're here and don't trip over your bag there.
I can back up while I'm here. No, I think can't. I did it for about 2 hours.
I'll see you.
Oh yeah, will you talk like this?
Nothing but arguing.
Oh yeah, can you pull that out of yourself? Okay.
I bet it is.
But you have a great rest of your day. We're gonna go ahead and walk away because we don't need your bullshit.
Position. This is why the left is losing. This is why the left is losing.
We can't just. You don't understand anything.
This is why the left is losing. You can't get to find your position.
You can't understand what we're saying.
That doesn't work.
Who shot two senators in Minnesota? Was it a lefty?
It was a Trumpster.
A Walz employee? A Walz staffer?
Yes, Tim Walz.
It was a left. No. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
It was Tim Walz.
Where do you get this information?
What do you mean where I get this information?
The man that shot him, dressed like a cop, put on a mask, and went into two Democratic senators' houses and another two Democratic senators. But you're going to try to tell me he's a lefty.
If you wanted to debate, you would have already had your information.
I don't even have what I'm telling you the information.
You're not. You're telling me your opinion.
That's good.
Thanks, brother.
See ya. Nice to see you.
Every single talking point that we have heard today is literally just a repeat of MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, the New York Times, Don Lemon, CNN. It's all this left-wing propaganda. And I actually understand why these people are out here because in their reality, they actually believe this stuff. It's like, but when I go up and talk to this lady and explain to her, hey, I get my information from X, it's just information. It's not that these news organizations are just have this gold star of reputation. No, dude, they're getting their information from somewhere. When they're filtering that information and sending it out to the masses with their spin on it, these people don't understand that. They believe what the New York Times says. They believe what MSNBC says. They believe what NPR says because it's a government-backed media outlet. Hopefully not for long. But that guy over there just told me that he's upset that healthcare is being ended for a lot of different people, right? He's upset that healthcare is going away for people, but at the highest level, I asked him, okay, well, do you want the federal government involved in healthcare? Because anything else the federal government touches it, it fucks it up, right? Right and left. So we found a common ground and said, oh, okay, well, that's a good point on healthcare. Why would we want the government to fund it? But he's out here protesting because the TV told him that, yeah, they're taking away healthcare. I don't need to be out there. But then when you actually ask him about a situation or an issue and you break it down, they're like, oh, wait, actually, yeah, we agree. Weird.
Oh, are you going to report me?
Is it okay?
Release press.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Nice.
He has an accent.
Wow.
Oh,
press.
Okay.
Put
on a t-shirt, it's real.
Sure. Sure. Okay. So.
Why I'm here?
What are you doing today? Ironic, I mean, you might be here for like a civil.
Whereas they show they care, little to none at all. Sons and daughters are slain and lay just beneath the dirt. They love a call to action, the hate reaction, with a tempered spokesman, Charlie Kirk. They say violence isn't the answer. We should all get along. But if my Lord and Savior shot a man on Fifth Avenue, then they surely did not something wrong. To them we say the pendulum will sway and knock the house of cards they have dealt. For when tomorrow comes, bringing a rising sun, all the ice will melt.
Yay! Think about anything we want from media, anything from like the TV, from our favorite personalities. It shapes. And it shapes how we interpret our reality that we live in, how we live our world. Right?
Yes, AI algorithms have a funny habit of molding you to their will.
And from where you're from as well.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I fully agree. Are you from KC?
No.
He asked her where she got her information. Dot org sites. What she says. And then she lists a bunch of dot com sites.
I'll see where I get mine from.
CNN, MSNBC, Daily Mail. You know, I try to look at, you know, places with less credentials. You know, the same places that the Pentagon
just kicks out.
Because they refuse to sign a loyalty pledge.
Let me tell you my interpretation.
Freedom of the press is right there in black and white English in the First Amendment. When someone says, for Charlie, across their chest, all I can think of, you have to study history, you haven't read the Constitution, or you just didn't pay attention.
Or maybe you did study history. This is what you want to see in the current world.
Yeah.
What she said.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a fair interpretation by someone wearing the shirt.
When unmasked agents are dragging tiny children out of their homes, and the Supreme Court says that racial profiling is okay, and when you know that someone was heavily aligned with a party, and you say, "Oh, it's not my party," that's just. You're removing yourself from it.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, you can't.
When you wear that shirt, people like me are going to get in your face and hold you accountable.
Girl, you gave me that dirty look. You gave me that, you look down. I'm like, oh, she's not.
Yeah, because I think we're...
All the arguments here are straw man, right? It's like, that guy didn't like January 6th and protesters because he thought that they all said, hang Mike Pence. And it's like, how many people actually said that, right? It's like, okay, if there's 100 people out here and one person says that they want to do harm on someone else, does that equate to the whole group? No, I don't think so. So, I think overall, these people have been propagandized into believing what the media tells them, what their favorite politician tells them. And if you actually look at it, if it's us, if it's human-to-human interaction, you take out the middleman, you take out the media, take out the propaganda that's in between us communicating with each other, you're gonna get us agreeing on some things. And that's what they don't want, right? But dude, I bet, talking to these people, I bet we would agree on probably 70% of things. But there's that fine line where we're divided, and we're gonna break down that fine line.
No, I understand that.
Someone is whole?
Yeah. It's hard to deconstruct things.
Okay.
I mean, like, say, it's also
a phase that I find frustrating is that it's very hard to take seriously.
Yeah. That's okay.
But
why though?
What you value and what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're doing it for clickbait.
No, I'm not doing it for, he's me, I'm not.
No, he's not. So he's doing it.
Independent, he's himself. Okay. He has an exit account.
Is how weak of mind they must be to follow.
Yeah. Where do you get your information from?
Incredible news sources.
Like what?
.orgs.
Yeah, like she's obsessed with .orgs. Folks, we're coming up on a break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, and that guy right there on the right in this video, he's wearing the cape and the No King shirt. He's standing right next to the redhead out of the shot right now, but he's on the right side of the frame. He said Charlie Kirk had it coming, and it was just absolutely disgusting. More on the other side. Stay with us.
So you were just telling me that you had a brain disease.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
RFK Jr. told me about it.
That man is fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It is a miracle. It's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue, and I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to take, what, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day and pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it?
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah!
I'm not paid to say this, not one dime. This is the best product you guys have ever had. You guys got to order it at the alexjonesstore.com.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost, like, feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in, and it, like, instantly I just felt, like, this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt, like, instantly, like, I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to, like, 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I feel it in my head and neck, too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it.
Unlimited populous power!
Volunteer power!
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot.
I do subscribe to the methylene blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the methylene blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I'm jacked up on the methylene blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had. Please go to the Alex Jones.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Tip of the spear to the edge of tomorrow. It's Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Chase Geyser. This is Tomorrow's News Tonight, and we're together for another 24 minutes and 18 seconds or so. I just want to show you the tail end of this clip because this is where one of the people at the No Kings protest the other day said that Charlie Kirk had it coming. Now, keep in mind, folks, they bring up the Young Republicans leaked chat that came out this week. They say that the right calls for incessant violence. And then we say, well, what about Charlie Kirk? I mean, he got shot in the neck because he was trying to engage in peaceful debate. And then they say Charlie Kirk had it coming. So which side is responsible for catalyzing violence. You just watch and see for yourself.
So, I mean, like recently there was a group chat that was recently leaked. Mm-hmm. And did J.D. Vance, did he condemn them?
No, he doubled down on it.
Kids.
Yeah.
30-year-olds and 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Kids. Those aren't kids. If you were in your late 20s and early 30s and you were saying shit like, I love Hitler and let's gas the enemy and horrifically racist things, you're not a child. You are ignorant.
Yeah.
And if you're not condemning it, then you're complicit.
Would you condemn the killing of Charlie Kirk?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That motherfucker had it coming.
He did have it coming.
What?
Did you incite hate and violence?
Okay.
Everyone has the right to free speech, and no one should be killed that way. It was horrific. But that's happening to kids in school. Yeah, and nobody on the right is saying jack shit.
Unbelievable. You get it. That's enough of that trash. It's just unbelievable, folks. So there were several instances like that where people were just, you know, saying Charlie Kirk had it coming and it was all great. What happened to Charlie Kirk? It's all fine. And they criticize us for causing violence or stoking violence or catalyzing violence, saying that, you know, mass ICE officers going into children's schools and seizing them, exaggerating the extent to which what is happening is happening. Meanwhile, these very same institutions, these very same organizations that organized this protest that we saw yesterday in Arkansas in the middle of the day are the organizations behind funding and rallying people in major cities like Portland or San Francisco or Chicago to the point where they're rioting to the extent that Black Hawks have to fly over and law enforcement has to fire rubber bullets because they're literally burning down cities, criticizing Russia and then throwing Molotov cocktails, saying that Trump is not America first if he's giving $40 billion or whatever the number is to, what was it, Argentina? Yet saying that we should be funding Ukraine as much money as possible. Totally inconsistent cognitive dissonance happening. And I know that the audio was a little washy on that clip because we were standing right next to a water fountain in a downtown square. Had to carve it out, but I'll upload a captioned version of it later for you guys to see. But I wanted you to listen to it and see it. The audacity of these people to say things like F Charlie Kirk or Charlie Kirk had it coming or just blatantly lie about the things that he said. I mean, he's a dead man and they're saying that he was saying that all black women are useless and should be shot and black people should be shot and that, you know, women shouldn't have a right to work or a right to vote. They don't even know who Charlie Kirk is. They've just allowed themselves to be branded by the algorithms that they participate in to the extent that they've been branded by the algorithms that have been designed to get them to show up physically at events like this and to totally disregard the violence that takes place the nation over after these events are over. I mean, when I was in Austin, Texas, I saw people at the end of the No Kings protest the last time getting gassed, needing to be gassed, running around, hopping up on cars, smacking cars. Total disregard for people's personal property, screaming at the cops who are just trying to do their jobs. Hundreds upon hundreds. Frankly, in Austin, there were thousands upon thousands. Yesterday in Arkansas, there was probably 200 people at that protest. I think maybe it's losing steam in some of these smaller towns. But this is the type of activity that the left wants to continue to happen. They want to continue to see this level of violence so that they can escalate the violence and then use that to justify a civil war. They want the civil war because what it means for us. Let's watch this clip from Savannah Hernandez. I want you to see this.
I've already told you. Don't touch her property, please, sir. Okay, well, step away. 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 Step
racist, bigot, scum.
Do you think he deserved to get shot in the neck?
No, I don't think he deserved to die.
But do you see how that type of rhetoric has led to people in the United States getting killed?
His rhetoric.
Can I ask what rhetoric that?
Thousands of lives.
Can I ask what rhetoric is at the forefront for you that was the most hateful?
I hate his racism. He was an anti-Semite. He
accused
Jews of funding replacement theory in America.
Funding replacement theory.
So regarding the racism, I myself am a Hispanic Asian woman.
Okay.
He hired me on to, you know, represent his organization.
God bless.
He has a lot of... Okay, so I'm a token. Well, Charlie was just brutally murdered in front of the United States, and no, I think it's a big problem that we can't even have a conversation.
That's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant that he was brutally murdered?
Yeah, it doesn't have to do with his politics.
It did have everything to do with his politics because people said that he was a fascist. Like, there's a sign behind you saying the fascist Trump regime. Who's out here calling people fascists in the street? Is it the right wing? Or is it the left wing that's out here labeling everybody that opposes them a fascist?
Like a fascist.
The left wing, quite frankly.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't think we have anything more to discuss.
Okay, well,
I can't convince you. You're not going to convince me.
Why can't we have a conversation? I was having a great conversation with him, and then you decided that Charlie was a racist and wanted to walk away from the conversation. But again, what is the most racist thing that he said? What is the most racist thing that he said? Please give me the quote. If you are this angry, you should be able to give me the quote. Because I can give you 10 quotes right now from left-wingers who stated that right-wingers deserve to die and we should fear getting shot every single time we go out after Charlie was killed. Okay, well, for you personally, what did Charlie say? What did Charlie say that was so racist that made you this upset? Please tell me, because you're out here telling people that he's a problem. Not you, him. He doesn't even know, and this is the exact problem. You are so hateful and angry.
We are. Okay.
I'm standing here and I was having a conversation with this gentleman.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And now you're getting so angry.
Do whatever you want.
Okay, so y'all, I'm at the No Kings protest here, and I was standing here. I'm wearing my press badge, and these older gentlemen came up to me and stated, you know, what's Turning Point USA? Basically asking me about Charlie. This guy right here ends up going, I can't speak to you because Charlie was a racist and a fascist. I then immediately start asking him, like, hey, do you think that means he deserved to be shot? And what exactly did he say that was so racist that made you this angry? He then went on to say that Charlie was an anti-Semite. And now I had a bunch of older people surrounding me and saying that, yeah, I'm a liar now.
Well, there you have it, folks. There you have it. This is the insanity that we face right now from the left. And they have total disregard for what's true, what's really happening. They don't care at all whether or not they're actually right. All they want is to seize as much power as possible. That's blatantly obvious. You can't beat these people in the debate. If Charlie Kirk proved anything, he proved that we cannot beat them in a debate and win them over. We can't bring people together into likeness of mind because we've celebrated or honored or discovered through our rhetoric and our argument and logic what the truth is. Now we have this divide in the country, largely catalyzed by the globalists, largely catalyzed by the political class. We have this divide in our country between the right and the left, where the left almost 100%. And the right to some extent, but maybe 10%, maybe 20%, but the left almost to 100% has just decided we don't even care if you're right. We don't even care if you're correct. All we care about is demonstrating that we have power, as much intimidation as possible, apologetics for people assassinating members of your political side, so that we can gain as much power as possible, because what it's about for them is power. It's not about justice or what is right. They don't care about the children being deported because their parents are over here illegally. They don't care about the criminal justice reform that they act like they care about. They don't care about the climate whatsoever. They don't care about the fact that, you know, our government overspends money in South America or Central America, because they're totally delighted with the fact that we sent tens of billions, hundreds of billions now of dollars to Ukraine, which is literally Nazi, by the way. This is the great irony of it. They call you a fascist while they support our government spending as much money funding fascists as possible. I mean, if you looked at the symbolism published by the Azov Battalion on the Azov Battalion's very own social media, you got the radial black sun, which is explicitly a Nazi symbol. Hell, there's a cemetery in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania right now that's got a giant statue of an iron cross with the Ukrainian trident in the middle of it. And it's all, everybody buried in it was an SS officer from Ukraine during World War II. It's 45 minutes north of Philadelphia. They're literally funding fascists, literally funding Nazis, calling you a Nazi and then saying that you're the violent ones while they're shooting us in the neck or while they're assassinating us. And then defending the fact that he was assassinated, saying things like, oh, he had it coming. I mean, I'm just so fed up and pissed off. And I thought about this for a long time. I was thinking, is it the right thing for me to show clips of people saying F Charlie Kirk, saying that Charlie Kirk had it coming? I mean, that man right there, he's got a wife, he's got a daughter. Should I show this and get that man in trouble? Then I thought to myself, oh yeah, I remember they murdered Charlie Kirk. And if you don't believe that they murdered him, they certainly celebrated his murder. So this is war. This is the information war. And I hope that the internet does its thing and finds those people that said F Charlie Kirk, or finds those people that said Charlie Kirk had it coming. And I hope that they call their employers, and I hope that they get them fired, and I hope that they never work for a sane, conscience-oriented organization ever again. They can get a job for the DNC if they advocate for violence like that, but they shouldn't be working for regular small business owners who are trying to make ends meet, trying to get their taxes lowered, trying to ensure that their politicians represent their own country first instead of other countries, because obviously the current state of things is not sustainable long-term when you've got massive inflation taking place, not just because of Trump, but just because of the very nature of our monetary policy with the dollar and the fractional reserve banking and the fiat currency. I mean, the inflation is how the government funds itself. And so he's working for a small business owner out there who's struggling to make ends meet, trying to pay payroll, trying to ensure that all of his employees have as much health insurance as possible. And that guy's paying somebody to celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination, saying that he had it coming. And they have the audacity to accuse us of being violent when all we did was walk in with an iPhone and a T-shirt that said "For Charlie" on it. And we just got accosted repeatedly by terrible remarks, insistent accusations that we're racists or misogynists or Nazis or fascists, and that we're responsible for all the ills that take place in the United States of America by the very fact that we believe in God, we believe in life at conception, and we believe in the notion that, I don't know, maybe individual rights is more important than your collective bargaining that you attempt. Because they don't actually care about the logic of the principle. I mean, that woman had the audacity to say that she gets most of her information from .org websites. First of all, anybody can buy a .org website. Second of all of the outlets that she listed in that video when we interviewed her were .com websites. And third of all, doesn't she know what the appeal to authority means? Just because someone has credentials doesn't mean they're absolutely outstanding. Look at Fauci. He's a doctor, accredited, licensed to practice. So many other examples of insane people with credentials. People asking me, oh, where do you work for? Are you credentialed or are you independent? Trying to get me to admit that I was independent so they could just disregard everything I had to say. I wasn't even saying anything. I was filming in that protest. I would just say NPR and they go, oh, that's great. It's just unbelievable to me. I don't even really know what to tell you at this point. I don't know what I could say, because obviously I can't just sit behind a microphone, say something reasonable and convince these people of anything. Obviously, they can't be convinced whatsoever. Let's watch this clip right here. This will absolutely blow your mind. Check this out.
No kings. Unless it was during the pandemic when all the mom and pop businesses were shut down, but the government said it was totally fine for all the major super rich corporations to continue operating. But I didn't really care because as long as I could get my Starbucks and go to Target, I was fine. No kings. Except during the pandemic, when we told people that they would lose their job unless they took a certain medical product or they couldn't even go into certain restaurants without vaccine paperwork. That was crazy. But I didn't really care because I just complied. No kings. Remember when we also told people that they had to not visit their loved ones that were sick and dying in the hospital, the elderly? They had to die alone. That was really sad. We shut down the schools, completely wrecked the developmental learning for a whole generation. I mean, that was tragic, but we don't really talk about that because that's over now. New outrage, no kings. Remember when we were told over and over if we got that medical product, we for sure would not get sick. And even though the people that got it immediately did get sick, we were for sure told they wouldn't spread it. And then that gradually became, well, like 95%, like 75%. Okay, there's no evidence it does what we told everyone it does, but we've already made everyone take it that would anyway. And no one really cared because it's new outrage time, no kings. And do you remember during that time, anyone who tried to bring attention to these issues on social media was censored or their account was banned? And limiting free speech at that time seemed okay to me. I didn't really think about it. No kings. You don't hate authoritarianism. You just hate what you're told to hate by the algorithm and the news outlets. Be so for real. I just wish the anti-authoritarian energy was present during actual tyranny from both the federal and local governments during that time. But no, of course not. And it's not authoritarianism if the majority of the people voted for it, both popular vote and electoral votes, people wanted the border secure. So settle down and start thinking for yourself. Turn off the TikTok. It's gonna be okay.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. But she's right. She's right. They act like they want no kings constantly. Then they celebrate Iran. Or they celebrate Ukraine, which is literally run by a king. He's not called a king, but he doesn't have to face any elections whatsoever, so he's unelectable, doesn't represent the people. He's forcing people to go to the front. I think the average age of the front in Ukraine right now is like 48 years old. He's consolidated all media to be represented under the state. I don't even think you can speak the Russian language on state media now in Ukraine, but no kings. But we should fund Ukraine as much as possible, even though it's run by a king operating on behalf of the CIA. And Trump's administration is so abundantly terrible, but at the same time, we have to end this government shutdown as soon as possible. Wait, if you think that the government is so terrible right now under Donald Trump, then aren't you glad that the government is shut down? And you just love the fact that there's millions upon millions of illegal immigrants in the United States of America, but then when we actually have to deport them, you say, no. That's terrible that you're deporting them. It's like, well, then why did you let them in? Because if you never would have let them in, then we never would have had to deport them. If these parents hadn't come over illegally in order to have an anchor baby here in the United States of America, then we wouldn't be in a position where we would have to send four-year-olds home with their 38-year-old parents who are illegally here. We're not separating children from their families. They can go home with them, back to Mexico. Why don't you fix your own country? I'm trying to fix mine. This is why we show up to events like this, to try to understand. All we did was wear a For Charlie shirt and ask questions. We didn't try to convince anybody of anything, and we were just met with an endless rash of garbage from these people. And some of them were nice, and toward the end, it was a little bit more amicable, some of the people that stuck around. But there were bizarros there, too, like, hey, let me buy you some free tacos. We can talk about this. There are people there saying that. One guy in particular, let me buy you some free tacos. We can talk about this just one-on-one where no one else is around. I'm like, what are you going to do? Stab us? Shoot us? What? Are you trying to pull us away from this for? What reason do you want to buy us tacos alone somewhere? Where? What alley are we supposed to follow you down behind again? And look, I understand that there's going to be a certain percentage of the population that's just abundantly retarded. And that was, you know, represented basically 100% of the people that were at that protest. Obviously very low IQ. There were some smart people there, some nice people there, some more thoughtful people there, but it was riddled with involuntarily celibate young men trying to impress much more attractive women who have been radicalized by virtue of the fact that they've had an unhappy relationship in the past, probably with a straight white male. And so the only reason that they're really there is because they're trying to fight back against some system they wish to blame for their own self-perceived inadequacy because they've been rejected or disregarded by someone in the past that they've probably been attracted to. It's almost like all of this that we see from the left is centered exclusively around sexuality. Whether it's the LGBTQIA plus movement, I can't believe I can say that so quickly because I've had to say it so many times over the last 10 years. And that obsession with sexuality, or the obsession with pedophilia, calling it minor attracted persons, MAPS, instead of pedophiles, these people that like to abuse prepubescent children sexually, saying that it's, oh, that's just a sexual orientation. We can't be coming down on these people. It's a form of disability. I got an idea for a cure. Yeah, and then you have this massive feminist movement that's coming out of it, and they're saying, one woman had the audacity yesterday to say that women today have fewer rights than their grandmothers. And then she goes on to talk about some of these abortion policies that are happening in various states. I'm thinking, your grandmother couldn't get an abortion at all anywhere. What do you mean you have fewer rights? We all have the same rights in the Constitution of the United States of America. You can vote. You can own property. And then they cite some bizarre statistic like, oh, well, women only make 71 cents on the dollar compared to men. Yeah, because women, personality-wise, tend to have much higher agreeableness in their personality profile. And when you're more agreeable, you're less likely to ask for a raise or demand a raise or play hardball. And that's what you have to do to get a raise. You have to ask for one. And if you're reluctant to ask because you're embarrassed or you think that you're not as of much value as you really are, then yeah, of course that's going to be reflected in the statistics over 150 million people that you're making less than men. And they try to say it's for the same roles, but it's really not. And then women only work part-time, or maybe they take a few years off after they have a child, and so they have to get back into the game in an entry-level position, so they're less likely to be represented in management. It just makes logical sense. It's not because there's just a bunch of straight white guys at the top of the chain. They're like, don't hire her. She's a girl. And frankly, if you get away with paying women 71 cents on the dollar for any job that you wanted, then what small business owner wouldn't just hire women constantly because that would save 30% on their payroll? Right? Hey, we just cut our payroll costs down by 30%, 29%. Oh, how'd you do it? I hired all women. I mean, it's just unbelievably obvious how insane these people are. And now it's obvious that we can't beat them with rhetoric. We can't beat them in debates. We just have to take all power from them. We can't allow them to have any representation or any power in any of our institutions. We can't leave them with our children. They can't run our schools. They can't run our hospitals. They can't fly our planes. They can't do anything because as soon as they get power, they abuse it to violate our rights and then leverage themselves into some weasel form of democracy, which is really just tyranny, just like I explained to you in the last segment. And they bring down the entire civilization while calling us fascists as they literally have their boots on our necks, as they literally burn down our cities, as they literally loot our stores. I mean, guys, if you want to open a business, open a bookstore, because that's about the only damn thing that's not going to get looted by these leftists as civil war continues to be catalyzed and break out in the United States of America. If you own a bookstore, you're safe. Don't worry. Everyone will fly past the front window of your store to loot a TV. I mean, guys, I'm so white during the last protest. I bought a TV. But folks, we're coming up on the end of the transmission tonight. It's 25% off on the alexjonesstore.com right now until midnight only. The sale's definitely going to end. It's not going to be 25% off tomorrow. And we need InfoWars. We need Alex Jones. We need the live transmission more now than ever because they are going to succeed eventually, whether it's in the next few weeks or the next 90 days in shutting down InfoWars. But we can stop them from silencing Alex Jones. Shutting down InfoWars, despite what the enemy thinks, is not the same thing. It is not synonymous to silencing Alex Jones because we can resurrect Alex Jones. We can relaunch Alex Jones, but only if we have your support. Only if you go to the alexjonesstore.com and ensure that we have the funding for the next operation. Because Big Lee and that store, we have Alex's back no matter what happens to InfoWars. And we're not on air to sell supplements, folks. We sell supplements so that we can stay on air, so that we can keep freedom of speech, free thought, national sovereignty, America first, Christian principles in the hearts and minds of the American people in some miraculous hope, some mustard seed-sized faith that God will come down and move mountains and save this nation from eating itself alive, because that's what's happening right now, folks. It is the snake with its tail in its mouth, and it is just consuming itself because of this bizarre leftist, involuntarily celibate, radicalized, bitter, self-esteemless philosophy that's being weaponized by the political class. See, they want their own people to hate themselves internally, so they blame some external system so they can rally together in some irrational, just frothy-mouthed hate to incite civil war so that when finally one day we fight back, when finally one day enough of our own people have been shot in the head or shot in the neck or blasted in convertibles or poisoned or kidnapped or imprisoned or whatever, we fight back and they can say, all right, now we're going to use the full arm of the federal government in order to come down on these people and we're going to silence all these dissidents once and for all. Obviously, censoring them wasn't enough. Obviously, prosecuting them wasn't enough. Now we're going to actually have to kill them. Those are the three lives that every individual and every movement gets. It's the censorship, then the imprisonment, and then it's their actual lives. And the government, the political class, is trying to get us to stage three eradication right now, yet they call us fascists. So for the love of God, for the sake of your children and your grandchildren, go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. Buy anything, buy everything, so you can tell your grandchildren that you fought in the information war, because they're going to ask you, if we win this war, your grandchildren are going to say, Grandpa, Grandma, did you fight in the information war? Just like that scene from Star Wars, Luke Skywalker. Did you fight in Clone War? You can proudly say, yes, I did. I did everything I could because I went to the alexjonesstore.com and I supported all that was true and just and righteous and well-intended in the information war. Stay with us for more on the other side. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures about it. And I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I started taking it. And boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. You know, it's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to pay, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day.
Right.
And pay what? I don't know. $30, $40 a bottle of it.
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah!